Alola.
Hello.
I want to go to bed.
Anime.
I should have done this before.
I tried to wake you up, and you were like, no, later, and I was like, okay.
Yeah. And then you did a whole stream, and now I'm regretting not doing it before you started streaming.
I tried. I always carve out the time. I carve
no,
out.
This is Alola Vacation.
I don't know the name of your own podcast.
Sure. It's the anime show with Irene and Steve.
That's the new thing in iTunes.
The anime show
featuring Irene and Steve. Sure, no one has that. That's a real good SEO right there.
Leave me alone.
Welcome to the anime show featuring Irene and Steve.
Hi, my name is Irene, and with me today I have Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Wow.
In this episode of the anime show, we are talking about the Pokemon Sun and Moon anime, specifically episode 978.
78th. 900. I can't even speak.
How do we even do this? The 39th episode of the Sun and Moon series, but the 978th episode of the entire series. Very oddly enough, we start with this episode for the first episode of the anime show featuring Irene and Steve. The episode title, for those following along, are called The Mallow and the Forest Teacher. And Irene can read the blurb.
Okay, the blurb says, Mallow is excited when her family restaurant is featured on TV, but it comes with a rush of customers and her dad is too busy talking to the reporter to help. Eventually, she gets overwhelmed and storms off into the forest where she falls and hurts her leg. Oh no. Mallow wakes up in the care of a friendly orangaroo who offers her a pineapple juice, a sympathetic ear, and a battle partner when Team Rocket steals her Steenie. When Mallow's dad comes to find her, he happily greets orangaroo, who is an old friend, and then apologizes to Mallow for taking all her hard work for granted. Here's the blurb.
As always, how did you like this episode?
The whole time I was feeling attacked.
Why?
Because I was just like, wow, what great messaging.
It's very much they make it real clear that there's the lesson here is very clear.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, oof.
And they even the narrator was like, hey, if
hey,
you missed
saying
it.
Thanks, saying thank you and I appreciate you is very nice to do. I agree with.
Yes, totally. I will say that I don't know if I would consider the Oranguru a friend, more so like the bartender that just listens
yeah,
to all your problems.
It's a friendly ear. It's just someone, I don't know. Because sometimes you just need that too, like someone to talk to.
Yeah. There is some, I guess, older references here that they like remembered they have other characters. So the show starts off with Officer Jenny and Nurse Joy, which we've
I thought
seen.
They were so cute in this episode.
Yeah, it's cool to see them together. And Officer Jenny brings up her gumshoes, which she got earlier with the Tauros and the Alolan Rattata and stuff. Throwback there. This is, I can't think of any episode prior to this that had less Ash. This is like the least amount of Ash, I think. Like he has like two lines this entire episode.
No, because I feel like there was an episode that had less Ash because he actually did talk a bit in the beginning because he was like, oh no, studying, da 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 da. So like I would say if that whole first scene didn't happen and we just had the last like 4 minutes, then I'd be like, oh yeah, Ash wasn't really in the episode. But like he was in it a fair, like, I mean, not a ton, but like considering the episode is 22 minutes long, I wouldn't say that he was barely there.
Oh man, I felt like
proportionally.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There probably is another episode with, like, even less Ash, but this is one of the top ones with...
No, for sure.
Minimum Ash, which is, like, funny because we've been talking about this entire season how, like, likable Ash is this season. And they're like,
I need more Ash.
I know, I need more Ash. I do like Mallow, though, as a character. As long as it's not Sophocles, I'm pretty happy.
Sophocles is the worst in the anime.
We see a new character. I don't actually remember seeing her before. I'll check the notes here, but...
The reporter,
Anna. Maybe we had her
in the coverage for the race.
The race, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't say she's new. She debuted in the big race. Yep. Okay. I barely remember her. I mostly remember the pancake owner girl. But, yeah, I forgot she was a person, I guess. Oh, yeah, I do remember her. Wasn't she on, like, a hoverboard?
Probably.
Like, not filming above, but, like, reporting from above. Now I remember. So I guess Anna makes a return.
See, I'm anime. Show.
Featuring Irene and Steve. we get...
Anna makes her return.
Now I'm trying to remember. Is this the first time they have their food truck?
I feel like this is the first time that they've they've done like plenty of other food ventures before, but like I can't explicitly remember this exact truck.
I just know when Ash so
But it didn't seem like it was, oh, what are they doing? Like
I'm drawing a blank here because I know the first time I noticed the truck was in the season 3 of the Sun and Moon anime where they like show Ash having an Eevee. Because that was like right before Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee. So like, well, we gotta give Ash an Eevee to market these games. But in the background of that promotional poster, you see the Stuffle truck that they have. So I was like, I knew they had the truck, but now I can't remember if this was introduction of the truck. If it was, they didn't really talk. They were just like, hey, they got a truck now. And they're selling malasadas.
Those didn't even look like actual malasadas, though. Those look like donuts. I don't know. I had an actual malasada last week, so.
Did we have any in Japan?
Malasadas?
Yeah.
They're Hawaiian donut.
Oh, come on. You don't think for a
no,
second.
No, we didn't.
That they didn't,
well, I don't
they
understand.
Didn't put malasada in a packaging and put a Pokemon casing in it and sell it in Japan.
I feel like if we had them, you would not be asking me if we had them because you would, one, remember, and you would also have photographic evidence.
I can't even remember
it.
2 hours ago, more or less, what we did in Japan.
Well, that's not good.
I think like the setup to this episode's okay. I felt like they could have had a significantly less big of a deal problem to get to this point.
Okay, I was like, it didn't even like. See, this is hard because like, at first I was like, oh, this seems very small. Like, why is she leaving in a huff? But it's also one of those things where it's like how a bunch of little things build up. And then it's like, oh, you get to your breaking point. And you're like, whatever. So like in the moment, you're like, wow, that doesn't seem like such a big deal. But if it's like there are all of these other things that led up to it, that makes sense. But I feel like when I was watching, I was like, Also, the fire alarm didn't go off.
Do they have fire alarms in the Pokemon world?
I mean, I had a whole entire like tangent in my brain. I was like, the fire alarm didn't go off, but then also like, are there Pokemon that just are like firefighting Pokemon? Like not
Squirtle, water
fighting Pokemon.
Firefighting Pokemon.
Isn't that? Oh, geez.
Maybe they don't have fire alarms in the Pokemon world because of the amount of fire Pokemon.
Or maybe they're just
they don't want them to set it off. You don't know how hot Turtonator can get.
No, but in the kitchen, though. Why isn't there just, like, a dishwasher Rotom? Like, hey.
Hey, Rotoms are kind of rare.
Ring-a-ding-dong. Yeah, but, I mean, Mallow should have one because she's a part of the crew.
Look, she has one Pokemon. And they also made fun of her ever having one Pokemon. Team Rocket did anything right. It was making fun of Mallow for having one Pokemon. I just thought they like really raised the stakes right off the bat to say, oh, this is a huge deal. Your restaurant's going to be featured on TV. They could have had a smaller issue for Mallow to hit her breaking point and leave. But instead, there is no consequence. for leaving her dad. And I guess that's, like, not really what the episode is about, because it's about her dad recognizing that he doesn't say thank you enough. But if you leave a single dude, like, her and her Pokemon left, which is 2/3 of the staff, and the dad is trying to impress the TV reporters and
what
placing
happened to
all
the
these...
rest of the meals.
Right,
like,
that's what I'm saying. They like set this
and
very high bar.
The stove.
There's the restaurant is max capacity. They're featured on TV. He is telling Mallow to fill all these orders. She leaves, and that whole problem that they created to make Mallow leave. None of it had a consequence.
I mean, I don't know.
Like,
maybe we needed to see. I don't know. Maybe we'll see the news episode later.
Probably not.
I mean, but still.
I just think the issue could have been a little bit smaller. Because that's the entire time I was thinking, well, what's happening with the news coverage
yeah.
right now? Because yeah. He can no longer talk to customers and cook all those orders that they're already behind on. But it's not the point of the episode, but.
I feel like it would have been if like they were practicing or something, or like, I don't know, the fact that the crew was there was just like, I don't know, especially because at the end when like the crew was saying goodbye, it was just, oh, okay, goodbye.
Perfect.
Nice.
You don't actually need your daughter. You did all this yourself.
Wow.
Mallow runs away like we talked about. She goes into the forest with Steenie. I don't think she knows Steenie's following until after her injury. She ends up getting injured by running into the forest.
Well, no, she runs and she falls, and then Steenie is like she's already fallen and is gone before
Steenie finds
like,
her.
Yeah. Well, before Steenie enters the forest.
This is where Jesse and James have the concept of capturing the Steenie because they saw in the news that a mascot really makes or breaks a restaurant.
I really was just like, okay, Meowth is right there. And then that was the other thing too, is that because there was that whole just like brief segment where the food reporter and stuff, they go up to the food truck and
oh,
Team Rocket
me too.
Was like, oh my gosh, ah! And then the reporter was mistaken and they just left. But I was thinking, why isn't anybody more astounded by Meowth as a Pokemon?
Oh, right, because Meowth talks to
yeah.
the camera.
Well, and just generally, because it's not an Alolan Meowth, and it can talk. Like, like conceptually, that would be the perfect mascot for their
right.
location.
Right, you have a talking Meowth in front of your food truck that is designed after Stuffle and Beware.
Yeah.
Like, they do, like, that's, there's two frustrating points. One. Two points about the situation. I'm frustrated. I'm so frustrated. I can't form a sentence. Number one is, how do you mix up a food truck and an actual restaurant? She's a lousy reporter. How? Like, what?
She was excited. She was hungry.
Number two. Even where she's like, everyone's been talking about this.
She's okay. Like, obviously not, but
clearly not to you. Everyone but you have been talking about this. Number two, they have a mascot. Did the writers, like, how is that the art? Like, how is that the thought process of, oh, a mascot really makes or breaks your thing?
There's a Stuffle and a Beware on the side of the truck.
They're wearing Stuffle hats. Truck is a Stuffle. They clearly have a mascot. Now, I understand the mascot's not in front of the truck, but you got a talking Meowth out there, and you got a Wobbuffet saluting everyone that
okay,
walks
you're
by.
Okay, you're getting your Seinfeld voice on, and I can't deal with this.
It's very frustrating.
Oh my gosh.
Besides all that, Oranguru
was the best part of the episode.
It was incredible.
I know, it was great.
I really liked, I know you don't like Shinnatic or Morwol.
Yuck.
Because you don't like mushrooms.
Yuck.
But.
Yuck.
I do like how they used them in the sense that I would never have thought that they would light a bar in a way.
the atmosphere. I mean, it was a very appropriate Pokemon for the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I would...
they would live deep in the fortress, forest. And it was cool that Morlul were the little table lights and Chinatic was the overhead bar light.
Aren't there, like, Firefly Pokemon?
Illumise and Volbeat.
Those aren't Fireflies.
They're 100% Fireflies.
The way I'm thinking about how they stand does not make me think of
they're
a Firefly.
Chunky. They're not like... they're not like particularly small Pokemon.
Well, I'm thinking of, like, you know, when you see the fairy lights and stuff, or like the icicle lights. That was another like thing that I would be thinking of in terms of creating a lighting atmosphere. But it's they're really Firefly. I don't believe you.
Illumise appears to be based on a Firefly, like its counterpart Volbeak. I don't know if there are any other Firefly Pokemon, but
that
those are
not
the two.
They
do.
Thinking, what is the one like fly Pokemon I'm thinking of?
Cutie Fly.
Yeah, Cutie Flies would be cute.
He's not a Firefly.
No, I know, but like I feel like if Cutie Flies lit up, that would be exactly what I would want.
I will say, Detective Pikachu, the video game, this is not a spoiler, but in the video game of Detective Pikachu, they actually use Volbeat and Illumise to light up the town during the festival. There's two festivals in that game, but there's a night festival near the end of the game where they have them lighting up the festival at night, which is very cool.
That's cool.
Those are your only two Firefly Pokemon.
Okay, well, we need more. Sword and Shield, come through.
I don't think they have Fireflies in Europe.
What? What if what?
They just got rain.
They're bugs.
They got nothing but rain there.
But I mean there are some bugs that aren't. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Do they actually have fireflies? There are like parts in the United States there are no fireflies.
Can you look up if there are fireflies in Europe? I'm pretty sure there are. They're bugs. Like it's
I just
not
typed
like
in
how
Firefly
there are
Pokemon fireflies in Europe.
It's not like. Why would
it says
there not
that fireflies
be?
Are found in North, South America, Europe, and Asia.
There you go.
They are more...
Africa don't need no fireflies. We don't like them.
Here's a Google result. Are fireflies in England?
Shoo fly.
As far as we know, they do not exist in the UK.
But that literally doesn't make any sense because the first thing you read said...
Europe
who
is
said,
more than the UK.
Who said,
hold on.
Okay.
I said that Sword and Shield are based on the UK, and so why would they have fire?
I don't understand. Okay, you're confusing me. Stop it. Rewind the tape. Who said what? I don't know who said what.
You said Sword and Shield give us more Firefly Pokemon, and I said I don't think that there are Fireflies in the UK, which is where Sword and Shield is based, and you said there are Fireflies everywhere, and I said I don't think that's true. And then Google said fireflies do exist in Europe.
In Europe. And, oh, okay, we're going to get with the technicalities here.
But Sword and Shield is England.
Oh, my God. But...
they got dragons and swords and shields. They ain't got no fireflies.
Oh, my God. This is like Ireland and Northern Ireland and the UK and
look,
Europe.
I don't
and like, literally the whole entire continent.
I don't understand like, what's happening in that part of the world.
I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I need to go to bed.
Oranguru. Hold on. Oranguru is how you say it. Orangutan, Oranguru.
Best part. The bar. The fortress.
The people who animated Oranguru did such a great job of both making it cute, but
it was very comforting.
Also making it intimidating when it needed to be.
It was very comfort. It was like a hug. Like
it's like a hug.
I know. It was like a hug Pokemon.
It made me like Oranguru more.
Yeah.
Seeing it in motion and seeing it act and whatnot. We get to a point where Steenie does find Mallow, but at that point, Team Rocket captured Steenie. That's where Team Rocket made fun of Mallow for not having any other Pokemon to do a battle. Oranguru offers to battle. We get this, we do get some Pokemon knowledge of, you know, Oranguru having the move Instruct, which is one of its moves.
James pulled out his hard copy Pokemon Encyclopedia reference novel.
I do love that. Team Rocket's theme song is still awful.
It's terrible. I hate it.
They really committed, though. They doubled down on ensuring they keep doing it. It's real bad.
Protecting of the world. It's Jesse. Jay. Oh, God, I hate it.
Very awful. Then we get one of the coolest parts of the episode.
I loved this.
Where Beware shows up, who has protected Team Rocket up to this point, and there's this huge, huge buildup.
I loved it.
Between Oranguru and Beware.
Like,
and it's...
Well,
it was like
okay. Like, I loved everything about the buildup, especially when it kept doing those fast cuts, and then they kept getting more intense, and then they had, like, the blue, like, flames, and, like, the red flames of, like, emotion, and then it was just like, oh.
Yeah. When it started, though, I was, it's, some people might not get this reference, but it's when you, like, when you watch wrestling, and you see two characters who have never interact for the first time.
Oh, and they're like posturing.
And you're like, I never knew I wanted this.
Yeah.
I never knew I wanted Beware versus Oranguru.
Yeah.
In the anime. And then they start building up. And then they definitely do the whole wrestling thing of, well, we'll tease it, but it probably will never happen. And I was a little upset about that.
I thought it was really cute because Team Rocket was like, oh my gosh, Beware is gonna defend our honor or whatever. And then they just like offered each other gifts. And then like this whole thing I was also thinking about was how, meanwhile, because Mallow's dad was talking about how his teacher and stuff. And like I was thinking about the guardians of the forest and how there are certain animals that, in terms of like hierarchy are more important or more revered and stuff. So I was thinking about Pokemon, and I don't really know how that would work, like, realistically. I don't know what word I'm looking for in this case, but I liked that Beware wasn't stepping on Oranguru in this instance and was like, hey, I got this for you. Oranguru was like, hey, I got this for you. And it was just like, oh, this is sweet. They're friends. Nice.
Yeah. It was cute.
Mallow's dad was a babe. I never said that.
And then, of course, the team Ash and Mallow's dad find Mallow and Oranguru. That's where we learn the minor twist that the drink that the
pineapple juice
was something that the dad learned from the Oranguru, and then Oranguru was like, hey, you need to apologize and thank your daughter. And there was a very cute moment.
It was very cute.
And that was the end of the episode.
You gotta say thank you. Good. And that you appreciate people in your life. I just randomly do that. Like, I'll call people and leave them messages. And I don't know why I'm like sharing that, but like, I don't know. So I think that if you can, you should tell someone that you appreciate them, because why not? It doesn't hurt.
I don't know what's up with your filler guide, but this is a filler episode.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it is. I don't know. We didn't look at it. I'm pretty sure.
I thought we were told that there are no fillers.
No, there's like one.
It. It's okay, though. I liked this episode.
Yeah, it was fine. There's like one, and then there's the end of the season. And then there's a really big chunk. It's like there was a few, and then there's one, and then there's a really long space before there's another filler, which will be next season, technically.
Yes. There's no real trivia here. There's no major events. There's, besides Oranguru's debut, if I'm not mistaken, was the only real new thing here. Yeah, everything else we've seen. We have seen Shinnatic and Morlul in like the background for other episodes, but I guess they got a little bit of a spotlight here.
I really love that Lana knew that Mallow was going to be in the forest. I was like, ooh, that's so cute. And I liked at the end how Nurse Joy and Officer Jenny were at Orangaroo's bar.
Oh, and they, yeah, and they also complained about their Pokemon.
Yeah, and I also love that Orangaroo is also doing that, like, that, like,
cleaning glass.
Yeah,
motion.
That motion that's, you're just like, oh, of course, this is what you're doing as you listen to them. I found that a nice touch.
It was a good episode.
I liked it. It was cute.
All right. Well, this is our episode for the week. We'll be back next week
with a new episode of The Anime Show.
The Anime Show.
Featuring Irene and Steve.
I don't, you know, we don't have a good ending for the new titled show, but.
That's all.
I think that's copyrighted, I think.
I didn't finish it. I just laughed. That's it.
Because Alola is both hello and goodbye.
Alola.
Alola.